Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ted Martinez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Sadecki. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third, the left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sparing reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki takes first base on ball four. Dyer moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 1 in the game. Ayala hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Madlock moves to third. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett strikes out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sadecki moves to third. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Sadecki scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Milan moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Milan moves to third. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0-for-2 in the game. Ayala strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Morales reaches third base with a triple. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett is hit by the pitch. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on LaRoche Garrett moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sadecki hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Dyer moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Garrett scores. Dyer moves to third. Sadecki moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to home to get Dyer. Sadecki moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Zamora covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Dunn pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Oscar Zamora. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Tyrone moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tyrone scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to home to get Kessinger. Cardenal moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Madlock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Dunn now playing second base. Jim Tyrone now playing right field. Jim Todd now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 3 in the game. Ayala hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Jim Tyrone. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyer is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Apodaca reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milan is hit by the pitch. Apodaca moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Jim Kremel now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Apodaca scores. Harrelson moves to third. Milan moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 4 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hudson now pitching. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 4 in the game. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields the ball and throws to Apodaca covering. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.